You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
And 13th after Adar. So how this day came about, how the Tanit was set on 13th after Adar. How did it came about? Why we fasting? Actually, the Tanit was in Nisan, that's another subject. But when the Tanit that is designated on the 13th of Adar, well, where did this come from? How was it designated that on 13th of Adar we have to fast? Yeah, what does Purim mean? Why the Chag is called Purim? Pur means?
Lottery.
So who made the lottery?
Haman.
Haman made the lottery, and then what happened? Why he decided to make a lottery? Understand, but what's the purpose of the lottery? You went to Hanetz today? No. Sorry?
I think he believed that through
good, but what was the purpose that he decided to make a lottery? Why he had to make a lottery?
When to do it?
When to do it? Chazak Baruch, Rabbi Yitzchak. So he was trying to find out what day he should bring his vicious plan. That's why he made a lottery. Very simple. He made the lottery to pick the date. That's it. Good.
How?
You put little notes, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, then you pick it, then you see that's the day. That's how. Good? So now, when he made the lottery, he picked what day it came. Close. What day it came out? I'm sorry? No.
I think Zion,
I'm not sure. So when he picked the lottery, the number 7 came. Number 7. So that means, what does that mean?
Shabbat.
No. The 7th of Adar. So how come he postponed it to say 13?
He didn't like it. He says that it's like good for the Jews. It's a good day for them.
It's a good day? So what's the difference between 7 and 13? How come he picked 13 then?
13 is something with his father.
Sorry?
Something to with his father.
Whose father?
Of
Haman? Ruach Adonai, and Hami Geinam. But no, it's...
The 7th
of Adar is a Hilulah of Moshe Ben Alav Shalom. So now he didn't like the 7. Why he didn't like the 7? What happened in 7, 7th of Adar? He was born and passed away.
Yeah.
So now he postponed it to 13. Why?
So he has a better chance.
So now, after 7th of Adar, what am I saying do? What do you, Chas v'Shalom, not for anyone, what happens if somebody passed away? So now he decided the downfall of Am Yisrael, the most downfall will be actually right in the end of the 7th day of the morning. So he picked the 13. So his purpose was that I'm going to bring my vicious plan in the most downfall of Am Yisrael. So that is 7 days, actually, after when Moshe Abraham Shalom passed away.
It's 14?
Well, actually, the six, when he is at plus six, that means the end of the morning becomes 13. No way to shoot, no this halachot. Anything happen on 13th of Adar? You looked it up? Huh? Why? You're not curious what happened on 13th of Adar? One was Makat Choshech in Mitzrayim. Makat Choshech? What month was it? The month of Adar, Makat Choshech came. So now on 13th of Adar, we had the 3 days of darkness. So on 13th of Adar, we lost 80% of Am Yisrael.
13th of Adar?
Yeah. So now he, beside that, he picked the 13, that is Yemei Avelutav Moshabam Shalom. So now he was very happy because on the 13th of Adar, it was such a disaster for Am Yisrael.
How he knew all this information?
Well, you go online and then they give you all the information.
What kind of lottery did he use? He picked all of it by himself. It's not a lottery, just picked.
No, he wanted to, go through. No. Yeah, he believed that there's a mazal and there is, as far as, by chance you can make things happen. That's what we'll see, what Purim and so on. How come it's not, why it's not called Pur? Because Pur means lottery. Purim means more than one. Now, but here, the interesting point here is, a very powerful point, that here he picked 13. That's very interesting, like in Arabic country, such as Iran, when you look for the address, it says 10, 11, 12, and 12 plus 1. There's no 13. You don't see 13. Yeah.
You don't have 13th Street.
I'm sorry?
You don't have 13th Street here also?
Yeah,
they're so believe that the...
People is 13, it's 12.
Yeah. 13 doesn't have a good luck for them. But where did this come from? It's from here. It's from here. Because he picked 13 and his calculation was accurate. The Avalut of Moshe Abraham of Shalom and the disaster came out about Makat Choshech, the darkness that we lost, big amount of people. But here, the very, very powerful point here is that for Yehudi, even the most downfall and disastrous point of his life is the most successful and joyous and Sameach time. It's an unbelievable thing that he picked. It could not be anything worse. But what can you find worse? But here we see an unbelievable thing that he picked 13 according to all the terrible things that happened to Am Yisrael. But we see through that day we were saved. So that means the hardship, the Yisurin that people they complain about actually is a gold mine. Yeah, it's a gold mine. Yeah. And that's what exactly Haman is teaching us. Ruach Adonai tenechanu b'geinam.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.